I saw this ad, Doberman, free to a good home, neutered, just like one of the children.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
We're enjoying the neighborhood kids. One in particular is talkative. He can talk a buzzard off a garbage can. Why, Mr. Calloway, why? What are you eating? Can I have some? Why do we have two arms instead of three? Wouldn't three be better? Well, I love kids. They ask things like, when I turn five, what happens to my four? If the sun is on fire, why is there no smoke? Can you take me to the Vampire State Building? My belly hurts. Am I pregnant? That was a five-year-old boy who asked that. They ask, why did God choose the names Adam and Eve? How does God see everyone at one time? How can we know the Bible is true? Well, how would you answer? If a child of five asks this question, run. No, but don't rattle on about there being more than 5,800 Greek New Testament manuscripts, which is 2.6 million pages. Laid end to end, they would take up a whole mile, and the average classical writer's manuscripts only take up 4 feet. Instead, compliment them on the great question. Ask why they asked it. Then listen. Be kind and approachable. If you look like a bulldog chewing on a wasp, they're not likely to ask many questions. With older kids, sometimes a story can help. Recently, I got reading Ezekiel 26 in the Bible, where the prophet Ezekiel talks about the rich and powerful coastal city of Tyre, with some of its citizens living on an island a half mile offshore. Tyre was famous for its glassware, purple dye, and for its idolatry and hatred of Israel. About 586 BC, the prophet Ezekiel reported what God told him to prophesy about Tyre. It would be attacked by Nebuchadnezzar's Babylonian army, then by many nations. Tyre would be destroyed so completely that its soil and wood would be scraped away and thrown into the sea. It would never be rebuilt. It would be just a rock in the sea, a place for fishermen to spread their nets. Well, you know, I grabbed a thick history book, and here's what I found. Shortly after this prophecy, Nebuchadnezzar surrounded and attacked the city. The battle went on for 13 years. Finally, the Babylonians broke down the walls and tore up the city, just as God promised. Many inhabitants of Tyre escaped in boats to the nearby island. But 250 years later, Alexander the Great and his Greek army set their sights on the island city. But it seemed impossible. A half mile of water separated them from the island. Then someone had the bright idea to take the ruins of the mainland city and dump them into the ocean. Sound familiar? They dumped all the rock, wood, soil, and remains of the idols from the old city into the sea and built a road to the island for the army to attack. Later, another city called Tyre was built, but not on the same location. And guess where local fishermen have spread their nets for 2,000 years? On the exact spot where God said they would. Just as the prophet Ezekiel wrote. How could he have known what would happen hundreds of years into the future? Coincidence? Luck? Ezekiel answered this way, "The Lord spoke his word to me." Some have put the number of fulfilled Bible prophecies at 2,000. According to Josh McDowell, 300 of them are about Jesus. History, archaeology, eyewitness accounts, the life of Jesus, and redeemed lives give ample reasons for us to trust the God of the Bible as we enter a new year. In fact, how can we know the Bible is true? Could be easier to answer than when a child asks, if God doesn't have a sister, why do I have to have one?
As we kick off this new year, we can't help but start with a huge thank you for your incredible support during the Laugh Again's calendar year-end campaign last month. Your prayers and generosity help bring smiles to frowning faces and hope to lost souls. This ministry would not and could not exist without you. So on behalf of the whole team here at Laugh Again, thank you and Happy New Year. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.